Wednesdays on 96.9 Star FM for the Shepparton Marketplace.
It is 14 to 9 and Stace, you found something.
Yeah, I found a bit of an interesting one this morning, haven't I?
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, she's come out and let everybody know that at some point in her life, she's dabbled in the, quote, lady pool.
Have you yourself ever swam in the lady pond?
Interesting.
Yes, I have been with a lady.
More than once?
You didn't ask explicitly how I was with a lady, but I have been with a lady.
Wowzers.
Okay, lady pond. Sorry, I'm looking for...
Lady pond.
Yeah, not lady. What did I call? Lady pool.
Lady pool, same thing. Pool pond.
13, 12, 16. I am really intrigued. This is where I want to be a bit of a sticky nose and look into your life and find the people that have essentially been with people in relationships that have gone to the other side, as in the other gender before you. So say I start dating a guy 6 months in, he lets me know that before me, he actually was with another guy, or vice versa.
So technically, looking at it, he was gay before he met you. And
or
then,
bi, or, you know, or even just had a bit of a night thing.
Okay.
I think that's more realistic.
Too many bourbons.
Yeah, well, I reckon. And we're asking you, has this happened to you? Tim from Kyabram's called up.
No, it was not me. It was my brother, my older brother. He was dating a girl, and it turned out that she was a full-blown lesbian before they started dating.
Wow, and he didn't know.
No, like he found out after they started dating, obviously, she kind of let the cat out of the bag and said, hey, I've been with girls. But it was around the time that was sort of 18, 19, so he just put it down to experimenting. But he's always kind of wanted to get that bit of her life back in their life.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine.
Well, it's more common than not, Stace.
Well, I don't know. We've got heaps of calls. I didn't expect this, to be honest with you.
Well, Kylie has called through on 13, 12, 16. Have you had a partner that has gone to the other side before you realised?
Yes, I have. I actually, in my 20s, early 20s, I was dating a hairdresser, and I heard he had a bit of a reputation. He was great. We had a good time. It ended and ended well, but I found out months later that he actually was bisexual and he would take on a number of different partners at the one time, and that kind of made me sick.
So hang on, was this before you? So you never even had the clue?
Well, hang on, was he seeing guys when he was seeing you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's even worse.
Whoa.
I mean, hang on, is that cheating?
Of course it is. Were you in a committed relationship?
And it's dangerous.
Like, yeah.
Yuck.
No.
Yeah.
Come on, it's not cool.
I understand, but like it's a weird throwing into a new territory. Like, is it cheating as far as he's gone off not with another woman, he's gone off
of
with a man?
Of course it's cheating, Tommy. That is the most ridiculous thing.
It needs to be asked.
All right, well, Kylie. Yeah, Kylie, you obviously agree. You think that it's cheating, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hands down.
I do kind of feel sorry for him that he had to keep that from you, and more so that obviously that was something he was hiding.
Yeah.
I don't feel an inch of sorry.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Kylie, I'm with you, and I reckon cheaters are always going to cheat regardless of who they're cheating with.
Wouldn't you be confused, though, Stace, if you had a boyfriend and he cheated on you and you found out it was a guy?
I think I'd be devastated about the cheating, full stop. The fact that it happened to be a guy, I'd feel cheated that I didn't know that there was this other interest, you know, that was apart from being with girls.
Yeah. Mm. It's exactly.
Wow. Thanks for sharing, Kylie.
969starfm.com.au.
Stace, I've found something that really just makes me lose a bit of faith in humanity. And it comes in the form of a parking inspector.
Mm.
Okay, up in Sydney, a car was parked in the same position. They got a fine. And then the people put a note onto the car simply because the person who, let me just read the note that explains all. Hi there, the owner of this car had a heart attack on Sunday and has not yet returned. Please can you show some compassion and let him off for a few days? Do you know what happened?
That's all the note said.
That's all the note said. Thank you.
And
it was just a nice note from a neighbour, stuck onto his windscreen. And you know what happened? The fines kept rolling in. So this parking inspector's like, I think they would see this thing. It's not a tiny little note. It's there for them to see. But they do themselves no favours. And I know that parking inspectors have got a bad rap. Like, even, I know it's pretty rampant around here, you've got to be careful in the CBD here in Shepparton because you have to pay for parking. And sometimes that just totally deters me from even parking around there.
Mm.
I park a little bit further out and then I walk in. God, that's showing a lot about me, isn't it? Having to pay $1.20.
I wanted to come into this particular this particular story and play the other side, just because I think that's always a good approach to go into anything, that we just try and see the views of everyone.
You're trying to get into the head of a parking inspector.
Yeah, but you know what? Because my approach was going to be, oh, look, there's a good chance they thought that the person was lying. You know, that those kinds of tricks could have been played on them time and time again. So we don't know how often these kinds of notes happen. Yeah. But there's just something about, can you read that note again? There's something about this note that is very believable.
Hi there, the owner of this car, so it's not even coming from the owner itself, like it's a friend or a neighbour. The owner of this car had a heart attack on Sunday and has not yet returned. Please can you show some compassion and let him off for a few days? Thank you. A
few things there. Manners. Yeah. It's not from the actual car owner and it's just asking for a few days. It's not asking for anything ridiculous. And so my approach to this is completely gone out the window and they can all go.
Good morning.
Your brand new team, Tommy and Stace on 96.9 Star FM for the Shepparton Marketplace.
It's 8:15, heading for that top of 17, and I stumbled upon something yesterday, a news article, and the headline was gout.
Yeah, and since we've learnt what it is, I do feel bad for people that do suffer from it. Yeah, it is quite an innocent word, but for me, it sounds foul.
And that's my point, that I'm grossed out by it. I've never known why, but it's simply just an excruciatingly painful form of arthritis. And
word.
And I feel very sorry for the people who are suffering from gout.
I think it's the O-U-T, the out, like gout. Like it's like, like it sounds like someone's going to be sick.
It does remind me of the word trout.
Trout's fine.
Yeah, but
there's nothing wrong. I'd love to eat some trout. That's great. Let's have a beer and have some trout.
You would
gout,
not love
on the other hand. Ugh.
All right. You know what? We've put it out there on the phones on 13, 12, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Leanne that's called through from Tat. Leanne, what's the word that just makes you cringe?
Oh, I can't guess. Snot.
Oh, that's disgusting. The problem, Leanne, is that that word is disgusting. I mean, yeah, sure, it's innocent because it happens to everybody, but it's not that innocent, is it? Like, what that word means is pretty disgusting in itself.
Yeah, just blow your nose, don't describe what you have to do.
And if you are describing it, you're asking for other words.
Yeah.
What other words would you use?
I don't know, runny nose?
Runny nose is less gruesome than snot, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we've had a stack load come through, though, on our Star of M Shepherd
Thanks
and Facebook
to you,
page.
Thanks for your call, Leanne. Yeah, reel them off. Reel off the best.
Okay, here we go. Flange, I want to hear your reaction as well. Flange?
I can't even say anything to that. It makes me, I think, I almost feel like you shouldn't have said that on the radio. I feel like it's rude.
Maggots?
I've been called that at the footy. I'm a Collingwood supporter.
Discharge?
Whoa, okay, this is way too early. And these aren't, okay, I think we've missed the memo here. We've gone off part. No. Those aren't really innocent words. Like, they're kind of a bit not nice meanings. Like, are there innocent words there like damp? Are there other innocent words like that are people find disgusting?
One of them that I can't understand this one, but he might not be able to understand my one, and it's lingerie.
Okay, but that's funny. That's what is what your original question was. Innocent words that are disgusting. The words that you just reeled off and the word that I got to say, the word that Leanne reeled off is disgusting.
Well, you know what? Nicholas, and I'll just leave you with this, has really gone the other way as well. He said, scrotum.
969starfm.com.au